SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it is a product of a divided government and therefore imperfect.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations.
Opposition from GOP Texas Congressman Chip Roy concerned the bill does not address national security at the southern border.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first. To that, I say amen. And where is that, Speaker Johnson?
The final Senate vote on the package expected today. Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says there's a fundamental flaw with the president's approach to foreign aggression, and it's exposed every time. He says the U.S. does not want to escalate tensions.
There is a real problem with the U.S. and really with the West in general of not wanting to win wars, of not thinking war should be won, of not using words like victory for us or defeat for our enemies.
The Senate dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Mayorkas should have been tried for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border.
He should have been able to present his case. If he's really innocent, then he would have presented his case and proven his innocence. But he couldn't do that. So Schumer used some of his henchmen to literally just discard this. And the American people are disgusted by it because they want a secure border. The country deserves a secure border.
The interview with the House Majority Leader will be heard on This Week on the Hill on many of these stations. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the LGBT lifestyle.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Iran has done a masterful job of avoiding consequences for its aggression against Israel.
Never pays any price. It can kill three American servicemen, service people in Jordan. It can block shipping through the Mandeb Straits to the Houthi rebels.
Oren says the U.S. and Israel should do more to hold Iran accountable for its aggression. This is SRN News. Tesla announcing an EV recall. The details from correspondent Rich Thomas.
The electric vehicle maker is recalling more than 3,000 of its newly launched 2024 Cybertrucks because of the possibility that a pedal can get stuck and cause the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. Tesla says the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim.
As correspondent Rich Thomason reporting, and Tesla says that the car should be returned to the dealers who will make the needed repairs. What's the latest on TikTok? We get more from Keith Peters.
The House has renewed its push on legislation that would ban TikTok if its Beijing-based parent company doesn't divest from the popular social media platform. The TikTok legislation, which was included in a package of bills that would send aid to Ukraine and Israel, could become law as soon as next week if Congress moves quickly.
That is Keith Peters reporting. More details at srnnews.com.